Come on, let's do it. What You Need to Know is being brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. You know that voice. Beto Duran is in for the week, filling
let's
in
go.
For
let's
Shedano.
Go, let's go, let's go.
That's right, and it's time for What You Need to Know. Here she is, Double H, Hungarian Heat herself, Lindsay Baseball, with What We Need to Know.
You know, I was really worried for a second there, Cap, that you were going to see something else when you said Shedano, because it was starting to look that way. But
I'm starting to sound like something other than Shedano?
Yes, but you finished the word, but I was a little worried there for a second.
You were,
but anyway,
all right.
So what you need to know right now is that Australian Cam Smith is signing a deal with LIV Golf. He is the number two ranked golfer in the world, and he's going to leave the PGA Tour for a reported nine-figure agreement with the Saudi-backed league. Rumors of Smith defecting from the PGA have been prevalent back since he won the British Open in July, and now Telegraph is reporting that Smith has signed a deal to play on the LIV Tour worth $100 million. So that's a lot of money. He's made a total of $27 million playing for the PGA after playing in 184 PGA events, so he's not going to have like $100 million before he even has to swing a golf club for the LIV Tour. So that's what you need to know, and if I'm Cam Smith, I'm doing the same thing.
So, Beto,
That's the Australian with the cool mullet.
Yeah,
right.
And
a
little Berrio mustache, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a peach fuzz.
Lindsay, how much did you say he's getting?
100 mil-ish.
Okay, so you've played 184 PGA Tour events. You've won $27 million. These are round numbers. So you're making, like, I'm just making up a number here, $300,000 per PGA Tour event. Do you know that if you finish dead last in a LIV Tour event, you're making like $900,000? There's a guy named Pat Perez. You know the golfer Pat Perez?
Yeah, San Diego guy, great kicks.
Pat Perez hadn't played on the PGA Tour in years. They needed additional bodies on the LIV Tour. Pat Perez, like, I'll play. He finished dead last. He won $900,000. If you win a PGA Tour event, you usually win about $1.5 million.
Perez has been playing. He's been on the tour. He just hasn't been making cuts. And that's the thing with these guys. They're bringing guys who were, you know, if you don't make the cut in the PGA, you get zero for that weekend. And you're going to go live and you're guaranteed that money. So you're going to go and do it. Why not?
Plus, when you're competing with the PGA, you're putting up all your own travel, housing,
stuff.
Your caddy, everything. You're putting up all that money for the chance to win money.
Right, exactly. And you're playing four times a week rather than three times a week. As a matter of fact, a couple weeks ago, there was a PGA Tour event, the Rocket Mortgage something or other, right?
Yeah.
And on the same day, they had the LIV Tour, which was in New Jersey, I think. And so I looked at it in the LA Times. And they had on one side, it was like, here's the PGA Tour. It's called the Rocket Mortgage something or other. And the purse is a grand total of, let's just make up a number, $25 million. On the other side is the LIV Tour. And the purse is, call it, $100 million. If you didn't know the difference between the LIV Tour and the PGA Tour and you just saw the numbers, you'd say the LIV Tour must be the major leagues and the PGA must be like AAA. Because the big stars play for the big money over here in LIV. And these other minor leaguers, they play for peanuts over here on the PGA Tour. I know that sounds ridiculous.
Yeah, for the person who doesn't own it better, yeah.
Right. But the money is so much greater on the LIV Tour, and they're just picking off guys week by week.
Now, and it's guys who weren't going to make that much more money anyways. A lot of them that are the bottom of the field. And then you have guys who are going after the big-time money and chasing it. And I don't get it. Like, a couple of the Latinos went out there, Carlos Ortiz and Abraham Anser, guys who, you know, have a good brand in Mexico, and they decided to go after the big money with the LIV Tour. Okay, go ahead and do it.
Have you watched any LIV Tour golf?
No clue where it's at.
Okay, so I actually tried to figure this out. I went to their website, and I had to watch it on their website. Now, they televise it as if it looked like network television. It's just that it happens to be on their website. And then there's all these,
well,
like, different...
Well, didn't the broadcaster, they got Ian Dark, right? No, wait. They got a broadcaster from England, who made a bunch of money. He was announcing the Premier League. I forget his name, but he went there, and then he goes from announcing Premier League games, Manchester United, to doing the LIV Tour where nobody's at. But he got a bunch of money to go
right.
do it.
I would do it too. But here's the thing: now there's this lawsuit of all the PGA guys who have earned their PGA Tour card who've essentially been excommunicated by the PGA Tour because they went and signed with Liv.
Oh, yeah.
And so now Phil Mickelson is leading a group of guys to sue the PGA Tour so that Phil can have the best of both worlds. I want to make all the money on Liv, but I want to pick and choose which PGA Tour events I want to play.
Yeah, you can't do that either. You can't, you know where you're going. You can't do that.
Can't play them both.
No, you got to know, this isn't like it's a rival league, you know? Like, this is what's going on with you.
Well.
You can't be doing both.
By the way, you know what you're up against. You guys are going to continue this convo. What you need to know, brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are.
All right, very good. Thank you very much, Lindsay. Yeah, well, Phil Mickelson, this Live Tour event I was watching the other day, or at least trying to figure out how to watch it, because it's like watching a completely different sport. It's still golf, and it's still guys just swinging a golf club and hitting a golf ball and putting it in a hole.
Yeah.
But like the presentation, there's teams that I don't understand who's on what team. There's logos on the screen. I don't know what's going on. And very frankly, you got to love, love, love golf to go figure out where and how to watch the Live Tour versus turning on your TV and, oh, there it is on CBS. Oh, there it is on ESPN.
Yeah, it was Arlo White was the announcer that I was thinking of. He was actually in Ted Lasso. He left the Premier League to go join Live Tour. And out of sight, out of mind, but man, you're getting a bunch of money.
Yeah, listen, that's why, you know, just watching Charles Barkley on a Dick's Sporting Goods commercial where he tries to hit a golf ball in somebody's backyard and it goes about 3 feet and dribbles right into the pool. And you're like, man, Barkley had a chance to make big, big money, but it never seemed to really ultimately materialize.
Yeah, nothing like a broadcast talk to get the afternoon going.
See, there it is again. There it is.
I mean,
come on. Really, we're going to talk about Charles Barkley possibly going to the Live Tour? I mean, come on. For real? Like, come on. You're going to waste my time with that, really? Come on.
Pretty much. Kind of a niche topic.
All right, I'm out on this. I'm out on this segment.
Yeah, me
forget
too.
It. I'm out on this
there
segment.
There you go. That's what I hear.
Yeah,
like,
see? That's what I'm talking about.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Let's get back to it,
yeah.
Man.
Hey,
inside baseball much, huh?
So listen, let me tell you something. I think I've come up with a solution on the fantasy football situation.
Oh?
Okay, I'm with it.
You are with it?
How about you let him tell me what's going on before you get... And it's with it, not with it.
No, she's with it. No, she with it.
No, because then Cap's going to say it.
Dog. Yeah, I'm going to say it like that.
That's the name of the team, with it.
No, the name of the team is...
Team is with it.
Team with it?
Yeah, team with it.
How you spell with it?
Good luck.
Well, here's the thing. So
wait, what did you do? How did you do this during the show, by the way?
Here's what happened. So you got Beto and Whittier, who started this fantasy football league for the Sedano and Cap community on Twitter, the Circle of Trust. Then you have Crypto Ray. You got to understand, Crypto Ray and I are now close. Like in real life, we've gotten close. You know why? Because after you hit that home run and walked me off and we all went to the Sunset Room and I had that bomb burger, me and Crypto Ray were sitting there getting down. Okay. So Crypto Ray said to me, we need somebody from the show to have a team in the fantasy football league. Beto, you didn't want to do it, did you?
Not that I want. I can't. I don't pay attention enough to make sure it's worthwhile. And out of respect to the people playing fantasy, you want to go and do that.
Okay. And Lindsay Baseball?
She's got big dough.
I don't have time.
Okay. Do not have time.
Cap, okay. Nobody has time.
Okay. All right. Anyways, so recap. Yeah. What's your solution, man? Let's get through it.
Okay. So here's what I did. Because you said your son is your general manager of your team, right?
Yeah. I pay for the fee, and he talks trash to these millionaires.
Okay. And so I had my son try and run the Steve Mason fantasy baseball team, but that was a disaster because we couldn't figure out how to use the platform they were on. Mm-hmm. But this is easy. This is like an ESPN.com or a Yahoo.com fantasy league. So I sent it over to my son, and now he is going to be the general manager
of
the Sedano
Cap
team.
Don't like
it.
Don't like it. Nope.
Okay.
This is a kid who's in college,
mm-hmm.
who is competing for a starting job,
okay,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Who is in West Virginia.
Right.
He's a Southern California kid?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no chance he's running our football team. No, he's not going to be paying attention. One, he has to go to school. Two, he's got to do practice. Three, there's so many girls out there looking for him to party because they want to hear stories about, oh, my God, what's the ocean like? You're from Hollywood, right? No. This kid has way.
Let your son live his life.
Yeah. He doesn't need to be running a fantasy football team for Sports Talk Radio. No. No.
Because it takes me
off
the hook.
No, you're off. We're about to delete your microphone.
We don't have to do anything.
No. Your son's not doing it.
We're never on the hook.
And also, your son, if he couldn't commit to the baseball one, why is he going to commit to this?
No, because the baseball one, you have to have a PhD in computer science to figure out how to be a part of this.
No.
I'm not. Come on, Lindsay. Support me on
this.
You have to like send emails to be like, I'm benching this guy today.
And also part of the fun, because having Laura involved was she can give us the update of what's going on with the league. We're not going to call your son and be like, hey, at 9 o'clock, what's going on with our league? Oh, I don't know. I just got back from practice.
And that's exactly what he would say, too.
Yeah, no.
No, you don't like this idea.
No,
huh?
I like your kid. I just don't like him running our team. Now because it's got to be part of the bit.
Okay, well, let me throw you something else.
I've learned from Morales.
Let's workshop it for next year.
How about we just don't do it?
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
I feel like the community.
Get somebody from the community to run it.
No, come on, it's got to be somebody from the show. It's got to be Laura.
Right.
It's not going to be Laura.
Laura's the only one that. Laura is loud. Laura is engaging, and Laura is competitive, right?
And Laura doesn't get paid enough. So if you want to pay me, that's different.
See how you are?
Yeah.
Oh.
I got two jobs, bro. I moved out. I got a lot of bills.
Once again, you problems.
Exactly. No. You want me to solve y'all's problem.
If you could do an Instagram live and you can do all these memes and all these posts, then you can run a fantasy team.
No.
Yeah.
No,
all right.
No.
All right. Come on, Cap. Next subject.
All right. Well, here's the thing. So the guys in the community and girls, they said, hey, Cap, you got to put up a prize for whoever wins our fantasy football league.
Wait,
so,
can I like rant really quick here?
Yes, please. Way too much fancy talk.
Why? First of all, yes. Why are you? I love the community. Laura loves the community. Beto loves the community. Sedona
loves
the
community. No, you do.
They're
but
talking
I feel
trash.
Like you're just volunteering all of these things. You're doing that thing where you give the guy the brunch for Mother's Day when like you don't need to do that. Like.
What
These
am I doing
guys
now?
Are grown adults. They follow our show. They know that we all have jobs and lives and that we're, you know, committed to what we do. And that they made a simple request. Hey, it would be great if we could get somebody to have a fantasy team.
Yeah, it was cool. It was a cool request.
Right.
It wasn't
now
a demand.
You're making it into like an entire show because.
Yeah, an hour
just,
and a half of
you
it.
You just keep pushing it. And it's like, it's not going to happen, Cap. So, like, unless you physically are going to do it, then let's just drop it and move on, you know?
Well, I am physically going to do it.
Okay.
You're going to do it.
You're
going to
do it.
Stop
I'm
it.
I'm have my kid do it.
No. See, my kid runs my fantasy team in the league. He knows everybody in the league. He's part of the hibachi dinner. He's over there talking trash to the people when I fall asleep during the draft, and he drives me home. Like, that's he's involved in the league. I just let him run it.
Mm. Yeah, you're saying, like, we need to do this. We don't need to do any of these things.
And
I ain't
got to
do
here.
A damn thing.
Thank you. That's how I feel, Beto.
Well, you should. It'd be good. It'd be good for your brand.
Look at you.
It's good for your brand.
You got to do nothing, but then you got to do it.
See, me, I feel different than you guys. I feel
Well, then do
like,
it yourself.
Well, this
exactly.
is what I'm, well, this what I did.
Jeez.
And, by the way, you ready for this? And when they said you got to put up a prize, they
you
were thinking
do nothing.
They were thinking small, like a Wilding t-shirt.
No, he just said that he's going to bring the winner to the studio.
Yeah, you know.
Winner for a day in the studio.
No, I can't even get up. Cat, I am your co-host today. I can't even get up here without security frisking everything that I got in my bag. Like, no.
And he works here.
We can't have the winner come in the studio for a day?
Oh, my
Cap,
God.
You got to, like, check with people that are, like, the powers that be before you start promising these things to people because then
Cappy.
They're going to be very disappointed
Cap,
when
you're
you
not even
deliver.
Allowed in the studio.
Exactly. I was going to say, you have issues getting up here, and you work here, Cap.
Come on, man. God, come on.
I mean, look.
It was going so good. 6:12 in the afternoon. I need a drink.
Wait. Here's the thing.
What's that stuff that Aaron Rodgers took?
Right.
I need that now.
You need some of that.
But before people start thinking that we are poo-pooing Cap's
idea. We're not poo-pooing.
We're not.
It's just Cap should
do
it.
We're just being realistic.
No,
we
got
to know how the company runs.
Right, exactly.
Oh, really?
And we got to tell people, like, there's a lot of protocols with COVID
God.
And all these things and security. You can't just bring people to the studio.
There's emails sent about me parking here,
yep.
Cap. And you want to just bring...
We have to go through this whole, like, protocol just to get Beto to be able to walk through three sets of doors to get into the studio.
Or any other guy, like DeMarco and Kirk.
I'm scared to go to the bathroom.
He can't go to the bathroom without taking my phone with me so he can get through the doorway.
Yeah. Well, yeah,
so
let's bring him
buzzed
in.
Yeah, let's bring the winner of our fantasy football league in studio for the day.
Okay, can we just put it on record that when this does not happen because you can't, because of security, it wasn't us three or Sedano. It's all on Cap for promising things that can't happen.
I got you, everybody. I got you. I'm going
to
make it happen.
How about they go to your studio?
Yeah.
How about they go to your house?
Join you live from the Scott Kaplan sided studio.
Yeah. Go to your sided studios.
Yeah.
Bring them
Come
up.
On to my place.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know
no, seriously.
Oh.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Yeah.
Everybody's welcome.
Yo, I'll chip in for the train ride. Let's go.
Everybody's welcome. I'll tell
Everybody
you that
go
right
to Cap's house.
All right. Everybody's welcome.
We're not poo-pooing the idea.
Yeah.
We just know how things work here.
Yeah. Realistically.
See, I don't know how things work. I just do things.
Yeah.
Actually, I just say things.
But then how you're going to upset people and you're going to upset
I'm not upsetting
the
anybody. I'm not upsetting anybody.
You're going to, though, if you cannot follow through with these promises. Because well, I can tell you then we're going to have a bunch of upset listeners.
I can tell you
this.
And a co-host.
Yeah, by the time we get to February, by the time our fantasy football league is won and decided, we'll be able to bring somebody into the studio for a couple hours. Come on. Come on.
Oh, my God.
I'll handle it. I'm on it.
All right, we're going to put it all on Kaplan, and Kaplan is running the fantasy league.
I got this whole thing handled. Coming up,
please.
Is LeBron going to...
Oh, no, we're not going to talk about LeBron signing. You got Julio Urias, a stud Mexican about to pitch in 45 minutes. Let's talk about the Dodgers, man.
Let's do it.
This is such bleepery. All right, here's what we do. You ready? We'll do what Sedano would do here. All right, dealer's choice. Beto's the dealer. Dealer's choice next on Sedano and Cap here on 710 ESPN.
This is such bleepery.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Hate you guys.
Beto's in all week for Sedano.
By request, huh, Cap?
Well,
by request.
On this day, in 1985, Pee-wee's Big Adventure premiered in theaters. And I do believe, Beto, that at one of the fights you were recently doing, and you posted some pictures up on Twitter, people thought you must have raided Pee-wee's Closet.
Yeah, man. I hate / love my fans. So last week, I hosted the press conference in, Fort Worth, Virgil Ortiz fight. So I wore a great, nice suit, from a Hollywood suit outlet. Cost me $100. Blue tie, white shirt. And then my boy, Ace of SoCal, a Dodger fan living in San Diego. And the mayor, 007, they got creative on the memes, on the Photoshop, and they put me on Pee Wee Herman's face. They got me on the couch at the Alamo. They did all kinds of good stuff, and it was just, it took a life of its own, whatever. I respect Pee Wee Herman.
I thought it was hilarious because that's my favorite movie, literally of all time.
Yeah.
Love that movie. And the best one is the one that you posted where there's you and Pee-wee next to you, and then the one below where he's like got the
tequila
hat on and the maracas.
And the maracas.
And he's just like, ooh.
Yeah, it's I thought the suit looked good until I saw
you
the
and Cherry. That's another great
until
one
the
by
red
the
bow tie.
Alamo.
So it's on my Instagram, BethelVision, and so Large Marge, and I think about that movie every single time I come back from a fight in Indio. We drive by a Cabazon, and you see the dinosaurs there, and it's like, oh, Large Marge, and all that other good stuff. Great movie. Fun movie, but yeah, as they say, the internet stays undefeated, so forget you, Cap.
Dude, this is so funny, though. These pictures are so great. I'm looking at your Instagram right now, at BettoVision, and these are...
They get after
it. I just saw the one at the Alamo.
Yeah.
There's people... no basement in the Alamo, silly.
Oh, my God.
They get after it. They have a good time.
This side-by-side picture of you and Pee-wee Herman. Remember I told you last week when you were in studio, I thought you were cute? Look how cute you are.
Yeah.
Look at that, you and Pee-wee.
Yeah, it's fun, man. When people take a picture and they do something like that, I'll tweet it out right now to the community for those who haven't seen it. It was hilarious. And I play along. It's good, man. It's all in fun, but... I know never to wear a red tie with that outfit.
You'll never hear the end of that
one. Man. Yeah, I just tweeted it right now in the community. You guys can enjoy it. Have fun with it, man.
All right, so Beto, when Sedano gets really nutso on me, he'll say, okay, All right, time for dealer's choice, Cap. Talk about whatever it is you want to talk about. Go ahead. So I think now is an appropriate time for me to do to you what he does to me, which is dealer's choice.
Beto. Yeah, but you go off the rails.
I'm not. No, you stay on the rails?
Yeah.
What rails are we on?
You are like inviting everybody to Del Mar, to your house, to go the winter fantasy football. You're bringing people to the studios. You're going all over the place, man. And it, the adage is nobody cares about your fantasy team. So why spend an hour and a half trying to figure this out, man?
Yeah. Well, listen, I feel like a day in the studio with Sedano and Cap.
It's not available. It's not possible.
Really? It's not?
There's protocols in the building.
Okay.
Safety, security.
All right, so let's do this. Ready? I'll play the Beto role, which is, all right, move on. Nobody cares. Come on. So now I'm saying dealer's choice. Come on, man. What do you got? What do you want to, like, what's the most pressing issue for Beto today?
Issue?
Or most interesting story? Or the thing that you are most passionate about in this moment?
In this moment?
Why not?
Actually, the Little League World Series. It's going on right now, the regionals.
Mm-hmm.
And because I'm watching right now, they're playing in San Bernardino. I got this text from Alicia DeValle, though. She said that the girls' team from Laverne is in North Carolina, and they're playing in the Little League Softball World Series. So the team from Laverne is advancing to tomorrow. So that's pretty cool for them. But did you see what happened today? Clinton Yates tweeted about this. Between the team from Texas and Oklahoma?
No, I did not see this. And I've had the Little League World Series like on in the background all day. And yesterday, Clinton and I were talking, and I was, because I know he loves any kind of baseball. I'm like, yeah. Have you ever been out to San Bernardino for the regionals? And he's like, no. And I'm like, okay, I don't know where we are at this moment.
They're in the regionals.
But right, but like I'm watching on ESPN, and right now it's like Santa Clara, Utah.
Yeah.
Against somebody else, and this game is like just getting going.
Just getting going, yeah. So it's double elimination, and then you have the team from, there's a northwest, there's a west, but then you have a team from the north part. And so, anyways, but what happened today, it happened between Oklahoma and Texas, and the hitter from Oklahoma got drilled in the helmet. And John Boy Media actually tweeted it out, and a lot of people were responding to this, and Rex Chapman tweeted out like the sportsmanship afterwards. So the kid gets drilled in the head. From Oklahoma, and he goes down, gets up, goes to first base, and the pitcher from Texas is a bigger kid. You're just throwing gas, but didn't know where it was going. Distraught, started crying on the mound, you know, and he thought he really hurt him really bad.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is that the kid from Oklahoma gets to first base. You know, he's fine, takes his helmet off, sees that the pitcher is a mess. And the coach from Texas came out to console his pitcher. And when he did that, the runner who got hit comes over and consoles the pitcher. He said, hey, you're doing a good job. You know, and that moment of sportsmanship right there, it was cool to see because it wasn't like he was prompted. And, you know, in Little League, it's different because, you know, you take that, you say the Little League pledge before the game starts. And you talk about sportsmanship and go back and forth. And that was, for me, it was just cool to see. It's a video that's gone viral this afternoon. The tweet was from, where's it at? John Boy, if you want to go and check that out. And it was cool to see that moment. And the kid from Oklahoma said, hey, you're doing just great. You know, so imagine getting hit in the head, scary moment. You go to first base and everything's fine. And then you see the guy who hit you isn't right. And they're on the mound. He said, hey, you're just doing just great. So that was pretty cool.
I love moments of great sportsmanship like that. I was telling Clinton yesterday that when I was driving, this was yesterday mid-morning, I was driving from Mammoth down to L.A.
Yeah.
And I was in the car, and I said, you know, I haven't watched any of the NFL Pro Football Hall of Fame inductions from the weekend, right? And a guy who I've worked with for many years, a guy who was a great USC offensive lineman, Tony Boselli, went into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And he's telling this story, Beto, about how when he's at USC, he looks over at John Robinson. He goes, I was coached by John Robinson. And coach, let me tell you something. It wasn't easy and it wasn't fun. But you guys pulled out of me things I didn't know I had inside of me as a ball player. And Beto, I'm not joking with you. I mean, I've got goosebumps. I start bawling in my car. I'm driving down the road in the middle of the desert. I'm bawling my eyes out. You would think something happened like really important in my life, like somebody died. And it was just that the way Boselli talked about how the coaches coached him, how I love great coaching. I love great sportsmanship. I don't know, man. It got me super emotional.
That's
I don't,
cool. Because yeah, you're a former athlete. You know where you knew where he was coming from.
So I wind up sending Baselli a text, and I'm like, yo,
oh,
man.
Oh, this was just a way to say that I know Tony Baselli.
Well, no, it was, you know, it was a big name drop yesterday.
Yeah, yeah. Man. You know, Hall
but
of Famer.
But I sent him a text, and I go, bro, I am like hysterical crying listening to your speech, and you somehow got through it no problem. And he was like, yeah, man, I mean, I rehearsed it a lot. I practiced a lot. I mean, he'd already gotten, I guess, a lot of the tears out. But, man, I'm telling you, dude, I was a freaking emotional wreck yesterday.
That's cool, man. Well, good for you. That's your boy, though, because it's also because you knew him, or you know him. He's been your partner, broadcast partner. That's awesome.
Yep, that's right.
Like, when it happens to somebody that you know, it's great things.
Yeah, it really is. Hey, that's a cool story, though. I did see the kid down on the ground, and it looked like somebody got hurt, and I didn't know the rest of that story. That's cool. You see that, Beto? See? Dealer's choice. Look how great that was.
That's what I do, baby.
I know it. All right, listen, and funny, I just got a text from a good friend of the show, a guy by the name of Avery Martinez, who says, good show. I like Beto.
Yeah, what do you...
Which is a really good one, because I got a text earlier from Adam Wasserman who said, I can't listen to the two of you. Well, you sound like a married couple.
Well, exactly. Well, forget you, Adam. And my boy Toby Hicks also says, hey, I like listening to you, Beto. What's up, Toby? I need to come check out some comedy soon, man. See?
Yeah.
I got some people on my side, too. Adam Wasserman... You cool.
Yeah. All right, listen.
Bye.
Great job, Laura. Great job, Lindsay. Beto, we'll see you tomorrow. Angels baseball coming up. Peace out, everybody.